It's 13 minutes past eight now on The Breakfast Show at BBC Wiltshire. Now, an NHS report released this morning into the Wiltshire medical practice where a GP committed sexual offences on more than 30 of his patients says steps have been taken to make sure similar incidents don't ever happen again. Devinderjit Bains was sent to prison in May following what happened at the Tinker's Lane surgery in Royal Wootton Bassett, which included filming intimate examinations of women using a camera hidden in his watch. Amongst the findings in NHS England's report are that the senior partner at the practice had concerns about Bains' attitude towards patients, but was unsure how to follow them up. Seamus Edney is a solicitor from Swindon who's representing 25 of the victims of Dr. Bains and has read the report. Seamus joins me on the line this morning. Morning to you.
Good morning, Graham.
Tell me what you make of what you've read from this report.
Well, I just sort of echo what you said in your introduction there. I saw that complaints had been made about Bains prior to his arrest. And, you know, the one concerned a child, and a second complaint concerned a vulnerable adult. And the complaints seem to relate to the nature of the intimate examinations he was carrying out. And as you say, the one of the GP partners had concerns himself about Bains, but didn't act on those concerns because he wasn't sure how to act upon them. So this was all prior to his arrest in July 2012. So that comes out of the report, and obviously that's something I'll need to investigate further.
The report talks about a meeting that was held last month with some of the victims and NHS staff as well. I know you also attended. What was the feeling at the meeting?
Well, there were quite a few of my clients were present, and it was a full and frank discussion about what had happened. And there were specific complaints about Tinker's Lane surgery. I mean, they felt that perhaps the counselling hadn't been offered by the surgery following this episode. Most of my clients, if not all of them, are still very badly traumatised by what happened. They also felt that the complaints procedure at the surgery was not fit for purpose, was not as effective as it should have been. But also they had just general comments about the sort of chaperone policy a lot of GP surgeries have in force, which, as I've said before, is very wishy-washy and puts a lot of onus on the individual patient to request a chaperone during an intimate examination. Now, we would like to see that moved, if you like, so the onus is on the GP always to flag this up at the beginning of an examination that they are entitled to have a chaperone. And you know, the other issue that was raised during that meeting was all sort of male GP surgeries and the difficulties that sometimes presents female patients. So the NHS England, they listened to what we said, and they said they will act on them, and they do touch upon some of these issues in their report.
Well, interestingly, there's no call for any changes to the law. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I'm not particularly happy because I know there's a professional code of practice that GPs are meant to follow, but quite clearly they weren't being followed in this case, and I feel that there should be a sort of almost like a legal requirement to consider the appropriateness of a chaperone during, you know, the nature of some of these examinations. Nobody's forcing the patient to have a chaperone. All we're saying is it should be discussed, raised at the beginning of the consultation, and it should be recorded on the notes. Now, if the patient doesn't want to have a chaperone, then it should be recorded on the notes that it was offered to the patient and for whatever reason he or she declined. But I'd like to see it go beyond a professional requirement, because quite clearly it didn't happen here. The GPs weren't complying with that professional requirement. And if you read the report, when the old PCT visited the GP surgery some 6-7 months after Bains had been arrested, there was still no chaperone policy in force, which beggars belief, really, after all that had happened.
Seamus Edney, thank you very much for being with us this morning.